few minutes of halakha, rabotai. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Tafresh Pezayin, Chayav Adam Likrot HaMegillah Balayla V'Lachzor V'Lishnota Bayom. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah tells us a person is obligated to read the Megillah at night and to repeat it in the day. We learn it. The Gemara learns it from Psukim. We have Psukim. L'man Yizamer Chachavod V'Lo Yidom Hashem Elokai Le'olam Odeka. And other Psukim the Gemara learns from the Mizmor that we say, Lam Natzeach Al'el Et HaShachar. The Gemara says over there that when the statement was said, Chayav Adam Likroa Megillah V'Lachzor V'Lishnota V'Lishnota Bayom, Lishnota means Shenit, to do it a second time. But the Gemara actually records for us that the Bnei HaYeshiva had a Hava Amina to think that Lishnota means Lashon Mishnayot. The Gemara thought maybe it means you're supposed to read the Megillah at night, and in the day you learn the Mishnayot of Masechet Megillah. That's how some of the Bnei HaYeshiva thought mistakenly to explain the words of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said, Chayav Adam Likroa et HaMegillah Balayla V'Lishnota Bayom. And then the Gemara says, Lo Sal Kadata. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's not how it is. We have to repeat. Lishnota milashon shenit. You have to repeat the Megillah again. But every Hava Amina in the Gemara is to be respected very deeply and is to be understood that there is such a inyan. You know, the day of Purim is a day where there is also an aspect of Kabbalat Torah, as you know. Ki yemu vekibelu hayehudim ki yemu ma shekiblu kvar. That Am Yisrael received, as we spoke about, received the Torah again. There was an aspect of Kabbalat HaTorah again. And especially Kabbalat HaTorah of Torah Shebe'al Peh. I want to tell you just one point on this. You know, just a few years after the story of Purim, you have Ezra HaSofer leading a big part of the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beit HaMikdash. Ezra HaSofer was the head of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola made many takanot that are midrabanan. They made, instituted many enactments of halakha that stay with us till today. I mean, primarily the Nuscha'ot HaTfilah, the Nusach HaTfilah, the fact that we have 18, 19 blessings of the Amidah and the order of them, Magen Avraham, and then Mechaya Metim, and Atah Kadosh. Where did that come from? Who put the stamp on that? How is that possible that not one machloket we have between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim today in regards to the order of the brachot of the Amidah? There's no, even if you come from Teman, or you come from the North Pole, or the South Pole, doesn't matter where you come from, the order of the Amidah is exactly the same. The differences are minor in the words which are inside the bracha. How did that happen? It happened because it all began with Anshei Knesset HaGdola. They are the ones, the Gemara tells us that they had 120, they were comprised of 120 Chachamim, Ubenehem Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. They were from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and they gave us the Matbea HaTfilah, Matbea HaBrachot. How do we know that we say Yotzer Or and Ahavat Olam before the Kriyat Shema and afterwards VeYatziv until Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael? Who made that up? Anshei Knesset HaGdola. The whole inyan of the Brachot, of saying Brachot, Bore Peri Ha'etz, Bore Peri Ha'adama. If you look in the Mishnayot and the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, the Perek begins, Ketzad Mevarchim Al HaPerot. It doesn't say Im Mevarchim. The question is not, do we say? That was already an established fact that we say brachot. Ketzad means, what are the details? Tell me, when do we say shehakol? On which fruits do we say bore peri ha'etz? On which fruits do we say bore peri ha'adama? But it was already from the time of the Mishnah. We're going back hundreds of years before the Churban HaBayit HaSheni, that it was barur lachalutin, it was clear to everyone that you say brachot of nehenim. The question is, why was that baru? Where does that come from? It doesn't say in the Torah to say brachot. There's only one bracha the Torah tells us to do. That's v'achalta v'savata uverachta v'kata mazon. Aval Birkot HaNe'anim, where did that come from? Anshe Kenest HaGdola. Rabotai, so many categories of mukze that are pashut by us today. For example, to pick up a pen. No Jew picks up a pen on the day of Shabbat. Zivahu. You think Moshe Rabbeinu said that? No, he didn't. No. It was allowed to do mekach u'memkar in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, to do business transactions on the day of Shabbat. And yet, by us, zecharada gdola, how can we don't even think of doing business on Shabbat. Writing, not writing is one of the melachot, but I mean to pick up a pen, this is chas v'shalom, right? Where did that come from? Many of the categories of mukta, not all of them, some of the more basic ones are already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Gemara talks about it in Masachet Shabbat. Some of them come from where? From Anshe Kenest HaGdola. And there are many, many, many inyanim that they gave us. Now let me ask you a question. How could that be that Am Yisrael accepted anything that Anshe Kenest HaGdola did? They changed around a lot of things in the Torah. Not that they took away, chas v'shalom, they didn't remove anything from the Torah. They didn't add anything to the Torah. Everything is begeder asu seyag la Torah. It's only to protect the Torah. But the Torah has a different look from the time of Anshe Kenest HaGdola than before. How is that? Shabbat has a different look. Tefillah has a different look. Yes, they knew about praying three times a day. Aval de nusach ha-tfilah, wasn't that before? Wasn't that? You know what happened, Rabotai? Purim. That's what happened. Hadur kiblua bimei ha-chashverosh. When the Gemara tells us that bimei ha-chashverosh, because of the Nes of Purim, there was Kabbalat Torah. What do you think that means? Bipshutam shel dvarim. What does that mean? That they needed to accept again shatnez? That they needed to accept again eating matzah and Pesach? No. That they did anyway. Believe me, they did it. So what do you mean, hadur kiblua? So some people say, no, this time it was me'ahava. Before it was me'ir'ah, this time it was me'ahava. In pshat, you know what it is? By the way, it's not my pshat. You know what it means? It means all those halachot of the Anshe Kenest HaGdola, all of the takanot, were accepted be'levav shalem by Am Yisrael. You know why? Because of the ahava that they saw that Hashem loves them in the time of Purim. The Nes of Purim happened around between 15 and 18 years before the Chorban HaBayit, before the Binyan Bayit Sheni in the time of Ezra HaSofer. Those two go together. They still remembered when Ezra said, you do like this, you do like that, they still had in the back of their mind the impression of the Nes of Purim. That's what it means. Purim is a time of Kabbalat Torah. So therefore, the Hava Amina of the Gemara, Lishnota Bayom, to learn the Mishnayot on the day of Purim, is not such a bad Hava Amina. Makes a lot of sense. The day of Purim is a day of Kabbalat Torah, ubeikar Kabbalat Torah Shebe'al Peh. So maybe Purim should be spent, at least partially, with learning the Mishnayot. And by the way, it's not such a bad idea. Nobody said you shouldn't do that. The only question is that what Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant when he said Lishnota? But do you understand the point? It's a chidush yafe, nachon? Lishnota means the Hava Amina of Torah Shebe'al Peh. Torah Shebe'al Peh and Purim goes together. Therefore, this Hava Amina was very strong.
Because we usually, when they use a certain word that could be translated both ways, you have to be the original word, right?
Nachon? So therefore, you're saying that it's a very solid reason to think that maybe that's what he meant. And then the Gemara had to prove that no, what he meant from Psukim was to repeat the Megillah of Purim, Ishum Pirsum Hanes.
Which one is more important?
So the truth is that always when we start with a mitzvah, the beginning, that's the most important. That's the most important. There are shitot in the Rishonim that say that the kriya of the daytime is the ikar, and we only do it in the nighttime so that in the daytime it's a repetition, which means so that we have two times. There's the inyan, if we would have time to talk about, there's the inyan of twos. On Purim, everything has to be double. That's why we have 2 days of Purim, Mishloach Manot, Matanot La'Evyonim. Everything is two. This whole idea of two things. So lachzor ve'lishnota. So some Rishonim, that's why the Ashkenazim, by the way, their minhag is to say Shechianu even on the Megillah of the daytime. Our minhag is according to the Rishonim, Rambam and others, that say that we say Shechianu only in the beginning of the mitzvah. So there, it's hard to define which one is more important because each one has an importance to it that maybe the other one doesn't have. So both are important. I know that's a cop out. לא, כאן לא עניין של תדיר ושאינו תדיר, אלא עניין של, יש עניין, there is a עניין to read the Megillah of Purim two times. We need חזרות. Cannot be one time and you finish. Sometimes you only see the picture when you look it over, when you look it over again. שניהם לא תדירים. הוא לא יותר תדיר, נכון? אולי, צריך לחשוב. רבי חנן בקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך יובא להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.